Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.
Emerald fields found gray weather, and the rain, that's my melanin.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
Set me off and I won't come to. I'm in my feelings, I'm Jaden.
My full name is Teilani Leopepetele, but for obvious reasons, I go by Teilani as an artist. I have a band that plays for me as well. I'm a solo artist, but I'm just lucky enough to have like a band that helps back me up when I'm on stage. So I have Joseph Sandholtz on keys, Matt Benfell on bass, Dylan Hansen on guitar, Seth Ringer on drums. I also go by he, him pronouns, just so you guys know. If I were to describe my music, I would say it's R&B and neo soul music, but I usually take the lyrical content to places that maybe artists back in the 90s might not have gone or been able to go, which has been a long time coming, right? And it's still kind of happening, but now that we're entering a little bit more of like an accepting different kinds of content in music, I'm able to talk about queerness without it being like taboo anymore.
You set me off and I won't come to. I'm in my feelings, I'm Jaden. You're the only one I wanna talk to. Left me on red and I waited.
Coming to Provo, Utah, trying to do R&B music was a little bit of a trial. But, you know, I kept like looking around, writing here and there, kind of crappy songs. After like 3 years, I finally found like one guy, Joseph Sandholtz, who plays keys for me. And I sent him some of my stuff and he was like, oh, like you sound dope. Like I wanna work with you on some music. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like it was rare to like not only find someone that was interested in R&B and neo soul music, but like he was good, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, okay, like I do want to work with you. And so, you know, we met up and I had like a very rough draft of a song, which is like called PDX. It's now on my EP. And like, again, like I have to really thank him because like I was very much like in the early stages of like my songwriting skills. And so he took like what little I had with it and like ran with it, helped me like make the song into what I wanted it to be. And so I was like super thankful. But like during that time, I was also trying to like think about like what kind of music I wanted to write about, you know? And this is at a time when I was very much not out of the closet. So, you know, like I feel like that's actually part of the reason why like some of the music I was writing was shit, was because like it was so inauthentic, right? Like I kept writing around like the bush, you know what I mean? Like I wasn't writing about things that like would have really hit, and like because of that, like the music wasn't good. I didn't like see past my own bullshit, you know what I mean? And so, you know, during the rough stages of PDX, when I was recording it with Joe, I just had gone through some experiences, and I met someone who had eventually like come out to me, and like I came out to him, and like this was the first person aside from like one other person back home, who I had told that like I was queer. And like it was like this like liberating thing, you know, like he was so friendly and like pro like LGBT. And this was like something that after being in Provo for a couple years was like a new experience, you know. We're still friends, but like that person helped me realize the strength that comes with coming out. And I learned a lot from that person. And now I, like, now that I'm out and, like, willing to write about the things I really wanted to write about, right, which is my personal experiences, I feel like the music just, like, got a little bit better. And, like, luckily, I'm in the early stages of my career, so, like, I can keep getting better. And that's, like, all I want to do is just tell more stories that I didn't get to see growing up, whether it's, like, you know, just more gay stories or, like, more stories about Polynesian people in my music, and like show that. Like I'm really excited to do visuals too, because I think that like right now everyone is like very much into visuals, and like that's the thing that sticks with people. And so I think that the more they see more people that look like me, like the more it gets normalized and the more like people will celebrate that rather than like look down on it.
Oh.
The songwriting process behind Tama was interesting. I started out like decently slow, like smaller goals. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna put out like one song, maybe another song, singles, you know. But eventually, like as I started like getting more into the idea of like writing about like my identities and my like specific experiences, I like was like, oh, you know what? I just need to like make a body of work that like not even entirely composes all of who I am, but like at least like a snippet, like a taste, right? You know, like I have a song about being from like a love song in Portland. I have like a song about like my racial oppression using the curse of Cain as like a analogy for it, which for those of you that don't know, is just like the idea that people with darker skin were like cursed with the curse of Cain and are therefore more evil or like therefore should be oppressed. It's like an argument that some people make, I guess. You know, writing about in an abstract way, at least that was my intention with my song, Etc., like about like my anxiety and like depression. Fuck With You is like a song, like my first attempt at writing a gay song. And that was like a challenge at first because I was like there's definitely gay songs out there, but like it was definitely like, how do I do it, right? There's not like that many examples. And so the more I thought about these like ideas, the more I got like really excited about it. It was scary at first, like when you write songs about that get like really specific, you kind of get nervous because you're like, oh, this doesn't sound like what everyone else is talking about, so I don't know if people are gonna like receive this well, so to speak. And so that happens to me every time. I'm trying to get over it, but like every time I'm like okay, now I'm gonna write about this thing that I watched growing up, but like use that as an analogy, and I'm like, wait, are people gonna get it, or like is this gonna be weird? But like I think people like that. Like people are like, I haven't heard this before, this is weird, like, oh, what's this about, explain it to me, right? Like even down to the name of the EP, Tama means boy in Samoan, and so I thought that was like a fitting title because all of the songs in there are like a taste of like what makes me who I am, and as someone who identifies with he/him pronouns, I felt that like boy, especially like it translated into Samoan, would be pretty fitting for the EP. Let the eclipse go by, let the moonlight shine bright. Better to have loved and cried, better to have loved and died. My EP came out in August. Up until that point, I had been doing shows for about a year, and I'd released like two singles. And I was like super nervous about this body of work because I put a lot of time, energy, money into it. And like, I was really like nervous that because of how personal it is, that like if people were just gonna hate it. And then like in a way hate me, I guess. But like, I think it was helpful to like start establishing like that, I guess, fan base. Like, but like that like desire for R&B music and like music like that, I think is like why people started like coming back to shows and like hearing me. When I put this EP out, I think a lot of people were really excited. At least I was excited that like now I get to sing about all these like different experiences, and it's like it's not stuff that I hear in Provo personally. I don't know if you guys know of any, if you guys have know of any R&B concerts that I've been missing, let me know please. But I think it had a pretty good reception overall in terms of that. Like I was kind of nervous, right? Especially like, I had somebody like say that I was being black for trying to talk about racial issues, and that really hurt me because like, of course I would never want to do that, right? And I've always tried to like humble myself and be like, wait, like there's ways I can grow, like I can be ignorant sometimes in certain ways and I want to learn. But like I was getting gaslighted on my experiences, and like I didn't know like how to take that because I didn't want to like, I was scared that if I kept fighting that like I was in the wrong and like, wait, maybe I am trying to be black, like maybe I am trying to do this. I talked to a lot of people of different backgrounds, specifically with Curse of Cain. I was like, hey, like, these are things that have happened to me, like the lyrics, like getting pulled over and like getting felt up by TSA like over half the time I go to the airport. I'm like, why are like all these people like saying I'm trying to be black or trying to be something that I'm not? And people are like, it's because they don't know people like you. They haven't seen people like you. Like, it sucks that you have to be out there on a ledge on your own, but like, as long as you're like, you are in fact like talking about things that have happened to you and like your experiences, that's all you can do. And people can either take it or leave it. That was really scary, right? Like when I was released it, I thought I was gonna get like ripped on Twitter because like people were gonna be like, you're trying to be black. But I think there's like I said, like I think there's a lot of people that are smart enough to realize people of color, there's tons of different colors. And that's like what the song was about, is just like my experience is a POC. And a little bit of that overlap with other people, hopefully that so they could relate to it, but like specifically like what happened to me as a person of color, as a Samoan, you know. Let my teeth rot. And when our lease is up, will I still mind? Where have I gone? I think like if there's one thing that can be taken from the music that I'm writing and like hopefully that I get to keep doing like as I get more into my career is that there's just different experiences as you start allowing yourself to like realize that you'll find all these different artists, not just like not me, like you'll find all these other like wonderful cool artists that like you wouldn't have sought out if you weren't like paying attention to like the K-pop scene or like all these other like types of like different musics and different cultures out there. And like life gets so much more exciting when you realize how like diverse it is, you know. With that, right, like with recognizing that also comes a responsibility of like trying to be like kind towards those different groups and like give them the respect that they deserve, you know. Like if you are comfortable being called like he, him, like then you need to know that if the person wants to be called something, like you need to call them that, like, you know what I mean. Like if people weren't calling you by your pronouns, like if I just walked up to this hetero man and started calling him girl, they'd probably get upset. And like it's always funny that like I think like specifically in Utah, a lot of people I've seen that have finally like become allies, it only happened after they like it happened in their family, right? And like then they're finally like, oh well, now it's real. That's not to rag on them, right? Like I like we all it's there's always something that like finally like hopefully pushes us towards the right side of history. But I just wish it was quicker. Like, I wish that it didn't take until your like, cousin came out of the closet for you to realize that being mean to gay people was bad. I will say the first time I ever sang Fuck With You, like, in front of, like, an audience, was at the Valor, and I had to change it to Vibe With You because it's a family-friendly venue. It's a great venue, though. But yeah, I had to change it to Vibe With You, but it was still gay. Like, the lyrics were still gay. And I even explained it, like, before I sang it. I'm like, so this is, like, a song I wrote for hopefully a future boyfriend of mine. Like, some of the people tensed up, you know, and people were like, wait, did he say boyfriend or girlfriend? Like, you know what I mean? Like, people were like, I don't, like, I was shaking, like, singing it because I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm singing a gay love song. It was so weird. But, like, there was the few people that, like, have stuck out and, like, supported me that were there. I knew that they would support me no matter what happened. And, like, here's the thing, like, people started like grooving to it, you know, and like people, like even the people that were tense were like, this is a good song. You know what I mean? Like, and, like, life is unkind. I think that like love in general is like not a one size fits all, but then especially when you add like the queerness to it, we just go through different trials and like different things than straight couples do, right? Straight couples don't have to like worry about walking down the street without getting beat up or like getting called faggot, you know what I mean? And like that, it's that kind of stuff that I think needs to get like showcased more. Utah in general tends not to be as queer friendly as other states may be, but like specifically Utah Valley can be difficult. There's just such a pressure amongst people in general to be perfect. And also like that definition of what perfect is a very small niche that if you don't fit in that, you shall be judged, right? And part of that perfection that they like so aspire to is also heteronormativity, right? Not to be like that person, but like I'm gonna be that person. If you do anything queer, right? I mean, and this isn't everyone, obviously, right? Or I would have moved out a long time ago. There's definitely a lot of people that give you the stink eye, right? When you have your ear pierced, even, which isn't even a queer thing, but like if a guy has their ear pierced, everyone's like, what? Where do you serve? You know what I mean? Like. I kept getting pushed back by all these people that, like, I eventually found, like, what I want, what purpose I've created for myself, you know, what I want to do with myself for people, you know, that, and I have like a lot of people that have like helped me along the way, like in Provo, and that's definitely like a major reason why I'm still here. Like, I love the friends I've made in Provo. My whole band, like the music community that I've sought out in Provo. I've even like had like professors sit me down when I came out to them and like say like, hey, and like told them that I struggled with like anxiety and depression, and they literally were like, hey, you know what, I go through this too. Like, do you have any questions? Like, one in particular, his name is Scott Christofferson. He's a documentary professor. And I, like, while when I came out to him, and I was just so, like, distraught, because I had all these, like, pent-up feelings of, like, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what love is, because I haven't allowed myself to explore that and, like, feel for, like, men, because, you know what I mean? And, like, now I'm like, oh, my God, I have so many questions. And so I asked him, like, you know, like, what's it like being married and like having depression? Like, how does your wife deal with that, or how do you deal with that? And he's like, honestly, it's so hard, but like, that's what, but like, love like is worth it, and that's why you do it. And like, for the longest time I had told myself, I'm a convert to the church, and like, for the longest time I had told myself, like, if I need to be alone in order to be happy, like, that's what I need to do. And so I had pushed out this like notion of love, like unconditional love specifically, and like told myself I was going to be alone forever, like, and I was okay with that. And like, once that one boy came into my life, and like I allowed myself to feel for someone, I didn't want to go back. Like, it was like a one-way road. Like, I was like, oh my God, I almost was like alone forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that. You know, these are all things that like I put off, but I really wanted to, like now that I'm in the place I'm in right now, I want love. And like, I want to share that with the world. And like, I think whether you have mental health disorders, whether you go through like any sort of oppression, like, it's still worth seeking out, you know, even if you get hurt along the way. So you're about to hear my song, Fuck With You. This was my first attempt at writing a gay love song, and particularly choosing lyrics that pertain to like being in a gay relationship. Just because I'm tired of those love songs that if you switch out the pronouns, it's a straight love song. So, sorry guys, you can't have this one.
To outer space, when this boy came walking, he's so out of place. Yeah. The world, it's burning, it can't be tamed. Purified by fire, and I got my flame. Yeah. We fight against the cavalry. My guy, he's got everything I need. Be my eyes for me, I cannot see any reason I would have to leave. I fuck with you. I fuck with you. My stomach drops when you look my way. Gotta do much, hope you came to play. Hey, let's waste the day away, I'll smoke you out. Listen to Sade, we can feel it now. Oh, I think you look good in my tea. Always saying that you look like me. Cher cologne that come from Paris. There's no reason that I'd want to leave. If you stay. my way. I'd like it if you stay.
If you want to keep up with my music, you can follow me on streaming services, Apple Music, Spotify, or you can follow me on social media, ethnic.hippie on Instagram, ethnichippie without the dot on Twitter. I got some shows coming up. I'm opening for Foreign Figures on the 19th of October, and then I'm doing Buzzards and Bees, the Halloween music festival they got in Provo, and that'll be on the 26th of this month as well, so stay tuned for that. If you enjoyed this episode of Slug Sound Waves, please take a minute to rate and review us on iTunes.
Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.